The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. I do need your prayers, it's true.
And save a few,
we left it to.
He only did
what he had to do.
And now Merle Haggard has died.
And now he's grown old.
I always listen to Merle Haggard routinely, every week. He's on my playlist, but I've been listening to a lot of Merle Haggard lately. He's gone like everybody else. Enters this world will one day die. Death is the great equalizer. Think about that. I know I do. Living each day as if it could be your last. That was a big report out in The Guardian a few days ago that I meant to cover. In fact, will you guys re-pull that for me? Thank you. Asking why are people so deathly bored in all the different statistics and measurement systems that governments have in the West. And it's because the human population is being removed from its natural environment. And an artificial environment is being built to dehumanize us and to blind us. And that is the social engineer's own admission. The modern world has a lot of advances and a lot of positive things about it, but also has a lot of side effects that the globalists themselves have been exacerbating and building whole economies of scale around them. And there is a spectator-like mindset that has been inculcated into people where they don't have any basic drive. Any basic push for innovation. They think of it as work. And I've often likened that to thinking of breathing as something horrible you're forced to do because there's a labor to it. You look at the extreme examples of that, people that weigh over 1,000 pounds and can never get out of their bed, that live cloistered in tiny apartments with their body's bulk filling up a third of the space. Now, that's an extreme example, but that's where society and humanity is going. And we're taught all these false systems of education and false systems of supposed intelligence when every culture knew that real intelligence sprung forth obviously from native genetics, but also from the environment and the test and the trials that one was put through. And so every culture would put their young and others through test and through trials of adversity to unlock their potential. And you look at the modern world, the nanny state, it's all about never allowing anyone to have a basic rite of passage to move up the hierarchy of the human experience and to unlock the data, the knowledge stores that are held in your compressed race memory that the media and the scientists called instincts, but know full well is only the surface of a very deep ocean of knowledge. I know how to defeat the New World Order. They know how to suppress humanity. What I'm here to do is reverse that. The question is, do you really want to live? Do you really want to be alive? Do you really want to transcend tyranny? I'm Alex Jones. Big broadcast lined up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump swept five states and almost every county. Ted Cruz, last time I heard, only got two delegates. And so they are on Fox News and CNN declaring his victory. And they have the entire Republican leadership like a bunch of demonic parrots hopping around repeating the same things over and over again. That they are not even going to give him the nomination if he gets the 1238. Or that they will create a third party to scully things and hand it to Hillary Rodham Clinton. If you ever had any doubt about what an incredible group of organized criminals the Republican leadership is, you now have another stunning example. Now, according to the Republican Party's own rules, they rewrote in the 1976 that is as crooked as a dog's back leg that they never tried to implement, but even according to their crooked rules, Ted Cruz is now eliminated completely. Infowars.com has the Gateway Pundit article that shows the party rules, screenshots of it, and breaks down the fact. It's also up on drugsreport.com. And we're going to be breaking down the latest developments on that front today. We also have the Trump insider, Roger Stone, joining us in the third hour. David Knight hosts the fourth hour. And Matt Bracken, enemy foreign and domestic, will be joining us with his thesis and analysis dealing with the fact that these millions of Muslims coming in, upwards of 80% being military-age men who had been failed invaders of Syria out of Saudi Arabia and other nations, are coming here to plan a massive sneak attack, sleeper cell attack, on the lines and scale of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. And he's a long-serving Navy SEAL going back to the 1980s. And I'm not criticizing any of the Navy SEALs, but he wasn't just a door kicker, but higher level and a planner, really smart guy. And I'm going to go over some of his background as a constitutionalist. He's going to be joining us, Matt Bracken, highly recommended from Stuart Rhodes and others at Oath Keepers. He's going to be popping in to break down the parable of the snake with us today. And that is in the second hour. You'll definitely want to stay with us for that. We're also going to get into an article he wrote, Burning Down the House in 2016. So we're going to be covering that today. That said, there is another big false, artificial, synthetic faux controversy being pushed right now, and that is that Donald Trump hates women. And they really have seized on this. How dare him? And, oh my gosh, it's a hate crime. He said Hillary would get 5% of the vote if she was like the other 14 people that ran for the Republican nomination. And the average was they were getting 2 to 5%, many of them. That if she wasn't a woman, she's so untalented, so boring, so goofy, also so corrupt, that she wouldn't get 5% of the vote. I absolutely agree with that astute statement. I mean, Jeb Bush could never get above 5, 6%. They're establishment candidates. I think that's the most dead-on statement I've heard from Trump in a long time, of a lot of dead-on statements. I mean, that is dead-on. It's a gimmick that she's a woman. But Barack Obama, he's a pretty good speaker, pretty good teleprompter reader. Goes on a lot of shows, makes jokes and stuff. I mean, you know, he's a lot easier to watch than Hillary, and I'm sick of looking at him. But how about the argument that we just don't want to see this evil witch for 4 to 8 years? I mean, get out of our lives and all your robot talking where, hello, I'm Hillary Clinton, just staring at her teleprompters. But the way they seize on all language now is hurtful and bad. Of course it's a gimmick that she's a woman. They admit that's the gimmick. And then next it'll be a gay president, and then it'll be a albino president, and then it'll be a foreign president. It's total gimmick. Like, oh, the new iPad's coming out. It's never been this color before. It's only 3 times what the last version is. It's just all gimmicks. Gimmick after gimmick. So let's play this clip where Trump came out and said if Hillary Clinton were a man, she would get less than 5% of the vote. And remember, this is in his victory speech last night as he gets ready to go after Hillary. And as he says, look, I'm the guy. I have the majority of the delegates. I'm going to get the 1238. Game over. He's going to just totally sweep now out in the West and other areas. Roger Stone's coming on. He's very, very confident. The question is, will they try to assassinate Trump? Or will they roll out a bunch of fake scandals that won't actually bring him down with the public, but will create enough of a doubt when the convention starts in the public's mind to make it okay for some people to accept the Republicans coming out and saying, he's so evil, he's so bad with this new scandal, we're just going to not allow him to have any of the delegates. The superdelegates are going to block that, violating their own crooked rules that themselves are a fraud, and steal the election from Trump. Do they have the chutzpah The arrogance, the hubris, or is it the fear to do something so reckless and dirty? We don't lose either way. They show themselves and openly cancel elections and install people or have a fake synthetic plastic race. It'll just devastate the power structure that much worse. But if Donald Trump gets in, we've got to totally stay on him to really carry out the nationalist, constitutionalist, pro-American programs that will actually make this country roar back to just amazing prominence. So that's a big question. But here is Trump in part of his victory speech last night as he dominated five states, more than he's even dominated any previous states, including New York. Just a landslide. A landslide. That should be the headline today. Landslide. But really, that hasn't been out there. There's a headline up on Drudge. We obviously want to follow this and have our writers cover it. AP reporting, Trump's big speech tests his foreign policy and style. Donald Trump's highly anticipated foreign policy speech today, the 27th, will test whether the Republican presidential frontrunner knows for his raucous rallies and eyebrow-raising statements can present a more presidential persona as he works to unite the GOP establishment behind him. Trump is expected to outline a vision for U.S. foreign policy that focuses on rebuilding alliances, charting a new course with Russia and Iran, and tackling the threat posed by the Islamic State, according to Walid Faris, one of the Republican frontrunner's policy advisors. And it goes on from there. And the big debate 2 weeks ago internally inside Planet Trump headquarters in New York was, does he do this speech without a teleprompter or without notes? And reportedly, Trump overruled some of his new advisors and his older advisors and said, I'm going teleprompter free, which is what I know Roger Stone advised him that day in New York to do. So you've got Paul Manafort, you've got the other fellow that's been in all the trouble and stuff, they've been going after him, and then of course you've got Stone, but I mean, you can't say anybody's the main advisor to Trump, because Trump does whatever he thinks is best, which is very refreshing, but he also says some things I disagree with, like the iPhone business and the rest of it, but let's go ahead and play the clip.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her, okay? And look how well I did with women tonight, okay?
That is such an incredibly true statement from end to end. Women don't like her. She's not doing very well in national polls when you really talk to women across the board. And she's not doing well with black Americans. She's not doing well with wealthy liberals who are pro-America. That was been in Politico. There's a whole class of those folks that are entrepreneurial. She's just not doing well anywhere. Hispanics voted for him in a whole bunch of primaries against the other Republicans. 48%, 52%, you name it. Those are the numbers. Depending on the state. I mean, that was back when there were six or seven candidates in places like Nevada. They've got a big problem. A big problem. And the South likes him. Remember Cruz showing his miscalculation going, I mean, the ultimate Yankee from Canada. I guess that's the beyond Yankee. I love Canadians, by the way. It's just that it is weird to have this guy that rode into town on a moose, transshipped from Cuba or wherever he came from. And he's running around saying, yeah, we don't like those New Yorkers and their values up there. You mean all the globalists that have come in and taken over New York and have high taxes on the rest of New Yorkers feeding on them? You mean those people? Oh, by the way, those people voted for Cruz. The only places he won were in the most establishment, blue blood areas of New York City. So Cruz got the New Yorkers that he was claiming Trump was with, and Trump got everybody else. So this miscalculation that Hispanics or African-Americans or women aren't going to go for Trump is a load of moose manure. directly from the establishment Republican Democratic Party and then regurgitated back out after he had a full meal of it, which he craves, Ted Cruz. Yes, it's true, folks. Ted Cruz is a known connoisseur of moose manure. Okay, I'm going to stop the jokes. We're going to get serious on the other side. Big broadcast.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, it is the Tommy Hayes.
Yeah, and the Renegades aren't a bunch of red flag waving trendies worshiping Bernie Sanders. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers on record cooked up communism, took down Russia, and installed that nightmare. And we owe Russia an apology for allowing our elites to use our money and our treasure to do that. Then Russia was set up as this engine of absolute evil, along with communist China that's still operating, to run around and murder and enslave their own people and their neighbors. That's how the globalists operate. The globalists also wound up and created Adolf Hitler. Now, they know there's massive populist movements forming around the world, and they're doing everything they can to try to stop them. Because once sovereign nations fall and countries are brought under deep debt to the globalists, terms of surrender and capitulation can be dictated directly to those governments. What we are seeing is 21st century warfare. Speaking of warfare, coming up, amazing headline. Russia starts trial of new electromagnetic warfare system. Think tank outlines possible scenarios for Russian collapse. We're going to get to both these articles. Pro-ISIS group hacks Michigan church's website, threatens to enslave its women. They'll probably get a Gloria Steinem Award. Only 53 police agencies participating in national push for use of force statistics. We're going to be going over that. That's just some of the news unfolding at that level. We're also going to get to an incredibly important story that ties into what's happening with the economy. Report. DPS kept millions intended for pensions. And that's the Detroit pension system. Turns out somebody's robbed it. Well, get ready for that to happen all over the country. It's already happening. And while we're busy fighting over transgendered bathrooms, the globalists are running away with the kitchen sink. And I'm going to tie that into this report that's up on Infowars.com. Believing in two genders is a hate crime, now under police investigation at U.S. Catholic College in Los Angeles. And they actually have the students saying, yes, we want people arrested who have been heard saying there's only two genders for, quote, denial of transgenderism. So you've heard of the French Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition. You've heard Monty Python jump out and say, the Spanish Inquisition. Well, it was no joke if you went through it and got killed because you didn't toe the line with the local constabulary. A lot of people just used it as a system to persecute whoever they wanted. It was a reign of terror that went on for hundreds of years off and on and really spurred the whole move for the Protestant Reformation and what Martin Luther did, not Martin Luther King, the first Martin Luther, folks, if you're a new listener. And now with a straight face, the college and others are like, yes, denial of transgenderism is illegal and a hate crime. So it's like, denial of Christ is a hate crime. We'll burn you at the stake. But they didn't just burn you at the stake for denial of Christ. Your neighbor would say, I heard him claim he didn't love Mary. And if they didn't like you, they'd just take you, burn you at the stake, torture you to death, kill you, and take your property. And of course, it turned out the real Satanists most of the time were actually the torturers who loved every night raping and murdering women in their torture dungeons and, you know, all the rest of it. And this is just what any religion or any system can turn into. But now, the Jesuits, it actually says in the article, are the most, quote, liberal out there. Yes, that's very liberal. Arrest someone if they say there's two sexes. Hey, what if they were wrong? What if they said there was one sex or no sexes? Or what if they were schizophrenic? I mean, you're allowed to have your free speech, right? No. Arrest them. No free speech. This is the mindset that we're dealing with. So, I'm sorry, I'm just mentioning articles coming up. I started getting into that one. It ties into this shocking undercover video up on Infowars.com. Shows how Target really feels about men in girls' bathrooms. And it's the communal open bathroom where, you know, it's a bunch of stalls. And boom, they say, go right on in to the man who's clearly a man. Anti-Trump protesters pepper spray little girls in the face. A Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com. And it shows what happened out in Anaheim. And they just won't let the pro-Trump people protest. And most of them are Hispanic, by the way. There's a Hispanic lady with her cute little kids. And other Hispanic people just run over a big bully and sprays them, because you're not allowed to do that. I mean, Trump's a racist, so you deserve to be attacked because you're dehumanized. I mean, you can't say there's only two sexes either, because we're going to have to arrest you because we're liberal. The Spanish Inquisition. Well, now it's the Tranny Inquisition. Chop it off or you'll be burned at the stake.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The song is called The Summer of Rage by Shooter Jennings, produced 4 years ago for Infowars.com or The Police Takeover. And now Roger Stone calls it the Summer of Rage coming up in Cleveland if they try to deny Donald Trump the nomination. The gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. You know, I need to make a bigger deal out of Chuck Norris coming out against geoengineering and saying there's a secret program to poison us and the soil with aluminum dioxide. And then he links to mainstream articles basically admitting it in World Net Daily 3 days ago. That's a big deal. Because Chuck Norris is a smart guy, very influential, and it just shows how mainstream this has gotten, that it's Merle Haggard and Prince and just everybody. And lay people that aren't even listeners talk about the chemtrail flu, and folks know what's going on. And then they always play this childish game. They go, those are ice crystals. Or if you are warning people about vaccines, they go, it's called science. And you take a little bit of what's bad and your body learns to beat it. And then you don't die. It's called science. And we're like, yeah, we know. Have you read the insert? Do you know it's part of eugenics and they're adding things to it? Like they add Trojan horses to your so-called iPhone or your smart car? Yes, we know. You're against smart meters in your house? It's called air conditioning and heating. It's called science. It's why you don't freeze to death in the winter or boil to death in the summer. We go, we're not against thermostats. We don't want them that are designed as a government snooping probe to control our temperature, gouge us, and hijack all the data in the house in an admitted global government plan, which is now admitted. There was an article on Monday, and there's all these top science journals are coming out with heads of universities. Head electrical engineers coming out and saying, it's actually true. Everything's wired together, and it allows hackers in and governments, and it doesn't even work well, and it's terrible, and we need to do something about this. This is a horrible, and everything's being tracked. The CIA director 4 years ago was in Wired magazine saying, all your appliances are going to have smart tech. We're listening and watching you. These are all little, in-your-face jokes. In-your-face jokes. Of course, vaccine technology is real and works. And if there's something super deadly killing millions of people, I want it. But I want a cost-benefit analysis, and I don't want national security secrecy over it in Europe and the United States, with every major government caught jacking them with sterilants and other compounds. Comprende! I want a thermostat I can control remotely, but I don't want it jacked in to a government imperial probe droid attached to the side of my house like a spider. This is a takeover. Okay, I'm ranting. Meanwhile, I was telling them about this during the break, and they're like, seriously? And I was like, no, read Paul Joseph Watson's article. We're at a major Catholic university in California. Someone heard someone, and then some faculty person said, there's a bunch of articles on this, newscast, you name it. Someone said there was two genders, and everyone's panicking in fear, and they're running around calling for the arrest for whoever is a denier of transgenderism, close quote. Just saying you don't say it exists is hurtful, and the police came, and yes, they want to arrest whoever in their weird interpretation of a hate law. This is the Spanish Inquisition. So imagine just running around going, we're not sure. Help us. We saw someone chalk Trump 2016. It's a hate crime. They had to call in 50 psychologists at one university alone. And we have the video where they see a Trump sign. They see, and they go, I'm hurting. It hurts. And then the police come. Oh, my God, it hurts. Remember the videos that the Veritas Project shot this year? It was like 8 different universities. And they go in as students and they go, I found a pocket constitution. These are places where people have been arrested. Students for handing them out are fined. And they come and they go, I found this constitution. It's scary. I don't like it. We had to do a master video of them all crying and freaking out. And the assistant dean goes, oh my gosh, that's so scary. Let me take that for you and throw it away. And of course, obviously, the assistant dean goes, this is just another one of these mentally ill people, but this is the psych warfare programming they're putting them through. So they're processing it for them, preparing them. And it's like, oh, absolutely. It's mind control. Oh, you poor thing. Let me take care of that for you. Now, there's the video. School officials shred oppressive, close quote, pocket constitutions. Here. See, my memory said throw it away. I'm sorry, it was worse than I said. Here. I'll put it through a shredder. Professor says about America's founding document. She goes, oh, hi. Oh, yes, I understand. Let me put that right in the shredder for you. We're going to call the police and find out who's doing this, my sweetie. Go watch the video. I mean, Yale, they're just like, yeah, listen to you. We're not going to have costume parties. They're scary. I'm scared. Now, listen, it's free speech. That's what liberalism. No! I mean, worse than Luke Skywalker saying, no, Darth Vader's not my father. I mean, it's even worse acting, too. Just, no, it's not true. It's impossible. I saw it's Trump 2016. Somebody said, motherfucker!
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
These people are so nuts, I kind of enjoy it at this point. I'm going to be honest with you. These people, these freakest sweats I've ever seen in my life. And it's got quotes from the TV pieces in here where they're like running around the police going, someone said it, we heard it, someone said there were two genders. These people are insane. Actually, I actually love this. I want more of it. I've never seen such unintentional comedy since Walker, Texas Ranger. That is intentional, unintentional comedy. That's inside baseball, just so you know. All right. I'm sorry, it's really actually, I love it. They fired the professors that said, no, people are allowed to have costume parties. They fired them. I feel so safe now. And they're taking everybody's pensions all over the world. I feel safe now. And they're building huge re-education camps and using the term re-education camp in the official U.S. Army resettlement manual. They're using Soviet brainwash terms? Wow! Oh, man, I'm feeling really good right now. Believing, I'm going to try to read this article and get another news. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Believing in two genders is a hate crime. That is close quote. Under police investigation at Catholic College. Guys, just whenever you want, play Spanish Inquisition. Just don't even ask me. Just play it every few minutes. Let's just have one right now. Can I have one more, please?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That even looks like social justice warriors. The very looks on their faces. We're going to get you. What's for free speech? Never shut up. All right, sorry. In fact, hit pause with the one that's crouching down with that look. That's the crazed look of a 75, 80 IQ moron on a power trip. That's exactly, again, if you're a radio listener and we have a TV simulcast, infowars.com/show. Absolutely. That is, they have, what great actors. They have really encapsulated how authoritarians act when they're hopping around on a power trip. I don't care if it's out of control cops. I don't care if it's out of control gang members, any racial group, religious group. Look at the looks. That looks just like ISIS with the same crazed looks they have in their eyes. That's what whacked out lowbrows trying to dominate everybody's discourse look like. If you want to see it. In fact, let's hear John Cleese one more time, please.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
By the way, John Cleese has come out and said it's like a new Spanish Inquisition, the attack on free speech. So is Jerry Seinfeld. So is this and everybody else. But see, they're an older generation of real liberals. They think it's just happened on accident. And you know, Atlantic Monthly says, oh, the mental illness of the coddled people at universities, they're mentally ill. You made them that way. This was designed to get to this. I made films 18 years ago saying this was coming because they were already doing it in certain areas of Sweden. John Cleese thinks political correctness is killing comedy. It's going to kill more than that, brother. Now, let's continue here. Let me get to the really good comedy, but this is not comedy. This is deadly dangerous, but it is funny. Believing in two genders is a hate crime. I'm sorry. But what's funny is that it's now being investigated at the Catholic College by the police. The school. Now I'm going to read this as if it's serious. I'm going to read this in my Ted Knight voice. Believing in two genders is a hate crime under police investigation at Catholic College. The school was so spooked, it called the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, I'm going to read this in a British broadcaster voice. That's even more serious. Excuse me, hold on. Someone heard them say, father or mother or he or she, police have been called as well. Believing in...
Believing in two genders is a hate crime under police investigation at Catholic College. The school was so spooked, it called the Los Angeles Police Department. It's uncommon at Jesuit universities these days for someone to openly share a traditional Catholic viewpoint. When it happened at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, the school was so frightened it called the Los Angeles Police Department. Both the police and the university's bias incident response team are investigating, thank God, the stated belief that only two genders exist, male and female, as a hate crime. A Loyola alumni office employee discussed her views on sexual orientation, which align with the Roman Catholic Church, with students who were hanging up posters on the subject on April 14th. Can you imagine a professor speaking with students about there being two genders? This is one of the most... I'm sorry to have to say this on air. I know there may be children listening. This is so profane. Cosette Carlo, one of the students involved, told the College Fix in a phone interview that the hate crime under investigation is, quote, denying transgenderism. I'm scared. Sorry. Carlio's account, her account, agrees in part with an email by the husband of the employee with whom she tangled. You know how she had great courage to face down this evil one. The employee told Carlio, who identifies as gender neutral. Oh, good, good, good demon. Oh, excuse me. That only two genders exist, male and female. According to the student, Carlio told the Fix that the statement was the hate crime in fact. Carlio responded that you can have your opinion as long as it doesn't deny my existence. Just like you can't deny man-made climate change or anything and pay their carbon taxes, or you'll have to be arrested, I'm afraid. Continuing. Outside reports of what happened differ. She told the Los Angeles Loyolian that she and other students noticed that Rainbow Week posters had been removed and placed behind a garbage can. I'm sure it wasn't by them to run a false flag. As they were reposting the signs, the employee allegedly approached the students of the LGBTQ barbecue issues and voiced her opinions on differing sexualities, expressing that anti-LGBTQ signs should be put up in place of the student sign. Carlo told the Loyolian that employees told me that I was wrong and unnatural. An opinion editor at the Loyolian also referred to employees' traditional Catholic views as a hate crime. Yes, denounce her, because it disrespected someone else's existence. What if, I totally agree. In fact, I routinely do this, and I forgot to bring it today, but I'm going to demand... Will someone get on the microphone in there? And I want everyone in the control room right now to recognize that I officially am a British Springer Spaniel. And not just that. I'm a black Springer Spaniel, and I'm royal. And I belong to the Queen of England. She belongs to me. And everyone now must recognize that I am a dog, in fact, that can speak. And I want to be genetically altered beyond a sex change to be made a female dog named Hillary Clinton. Now, who wishes to kneel before me and accept that I am, in fact, a black-eared dog?
Oh, we praise you.
Good, good. Let's cut to the camera. Out of dog character for a moment. None of this is planned. This is all real. This will probably be all over TV tonight. Probably claim I actually believe it. I am a dog. And if you deny that I can change my species, you're hateful. Nico, getting serious here. Get on the microphone. Do you accept I'm a dog and then I'm going to call the police? I'm going to call the Austin Police Department right now. If you don't recognize that I'm truly a dog and then pay for my sex change to a female dog.
Will this affect my paycheck?
Well, I'm going to have you arrested, buddy. I'm a dog, okay?
I accept you as you are.
All right. Now, what if I want to marry a pig?
That's your choice.
You're not making fun of my existence. You're not saying these are really black socks I'm wearing,
are you?
That's
hate speech. What are you talking about?
You're not saying these are black socks I'm wearing, are you?
No, of course not.
Okay, so these are not socks.
You're falling apart.
Again, if you're a radio listener, folks, I put black socks on my ears, and I am a transgenetic creature. Actually, I'm a chimera, and everyone has to accept it. Thank you, Nico. Does anybody else want to comment in there in the control room?
I accept your trans species status.
Good. Do it. Because if not, there's going to be a Spanish Inquisition on your butt. Thank you very much. Anybody else have any comments?
I've got to get down on my knees real quick. Come on.
But let's get serious.
Oh, God.
Oh, good, good, good. Now, again, this is mainly a radio audience there, Matt, but Matt is worshiping me right now because I have transcended my humanness, and I've now decided I'm a dog. I don't want any basic rights or freedoms or future or anything else. I just want to be able to be weird and mentally ill, and then I'll be patted on the head, and that's my new bauble. Because the globalists talked hundreds of years ago about giving us baubles to serve them, little trinkets, like medals and things, but now they found just give you faux rights and weirdness and then make it a cause celeb. All right, I'm going to get really serious because there's massive serious news, but I kind of went off the deep end here with all these jokes, but this is really serious business. And we've got former Navy SEAL coming on to talk about some really hardcore issues of the globalist sleeper cells, bringing in the Muslim radicals by design, and what they call the Jihad Tet Offensive that I believe is being planned as well. All this and more coming up. Serious information straight ahead. But actually, this is deadly dangerous attacks on free speech.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're going to get really hardcore serious in the next hour, looking at military threats around the world, massive buildups along the Russian borders, also massive buildups, obviously, around China, and
not just those threats, but also the jihad sleeper cells that are being brought into the West. The FBI even admits they know there are sleeper cells all over the place. And so when they attack, we'll have our liberties taken. Well, no, we're going to expose who's behind this. So the criminals in our government that are allowing this to happen will get in serious trouble for aiding and abetting this jihad. And our governments have been doing a lot for decades behind the scenes to take out non-radical regimes or less radical regimes and put in the most horrible groups backed by Saudi Arabia. So that's coming up with the former top Navy SEAL in the next hour. Roger Stone will be joining us. Some of the stories up on InfoWars.com, speaking of free speech, I haven't even gotten to the attacks on it today. It's every day. It's like 15, 20 videos and articles. We have university students, student rep on free speech on national TV says some people have more equal rights than others. Literally from Animal Farm, saying you can take some people's rights away. Also, Trump on Hillary. People that did far less are sitting in jail cells. We're going to play that clip. And we also have a link to the live stream. Donald Trump speaks on foreign policy in Washington, D.C., and we'll be having some of the excerpts of that as it unfolds. That we probably should be carrying some of that stream, so let's kind of punch that up. Maybe in the next segment, air 4 or 5 minutes of that before we get to our guests. So let's go ahead and get that launched up and ready for folks. I was mentioning it earlier, but that is now ongoing. But we'll, again, have clips of it for you as well. Also, powerful article by Wayne Madsen, why Nancy Reagan hated the Bush family. You have to understand, folks, she knew they shot Reagan. More and more of this is coming out, and it's a big deal. That's why the media always demonized her after Reagan got shot, and they kind of kept him partially drugged up, was that she knew what was going on. They were trying to demonize her in case she had to be taken down. And I'm not saying she was perfect. She had her own problems, but now we understand why the CIA-run media hated her. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that, Colbert, of course, has taken over CBS late-night television, and he has come out last night, and this is in the Hollywood Reporter and Vanity Fair and others, and said that she would make a great CIA director, basically, that she should be running the CIA, close quote. Isn't that funny? After hundreds of news articles the last 2 days saying, I'm crazy, she's not connected to the CIA, when the NFL and all of it openly is, and all this cop killer stuff and all this revolution stuff is, because they want a failed leftist revolution to bring in tyranny and a backlash, a fascist backlash. And I got top experts from the formerly of the CIA coming on to talk about it later in the week. Mr. Stone and others, not the Stone coming on the next hour. And Mr. Steele and quite a few others. It's just amazing how they operate and how dumb they think we are. It's really amazing. Paul Watson's written an article about that. We'll play that clip as well. Before I go any further, though, if you're ever thinking about getting storable foods, the world has never been more insane. Things have never been deteriorating faster. I wish they weren't. Patriots need to be prepared. And the best place to get high-quality storable foods is InfoWarsStore.com. We have the My Patriot Supply, full spectrum, their latest deals. It's changed every week, up to date. But I private label their exact same food, just as fresh, 25 years, super high quality, special diets, whatever you need, hundreds of different packages, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to InfoWarsSelect, where you get 30 to 40% off. You normally get 5 to 10% off their already lowest price. I did that to be able to have the lowest price on their great line. But I'm allowed every once in a while, contractually, use it a few times a year, to offer it at 30 to 40% off. That's running right now. And I think we're going to end it on Monday because it's really, sales are very substantive. Profit isn't too big per sale, but we're having a lot of sales, so that's good to fund the overall operation. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get free shipping on the other items at InfoWars Life when you get $50 or more on your order. And there's auto ship, 10% off. Check into all of it. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Stay with us. We'll have some of the Trump stuff coming up.
Today.